Chapter 2. An Extra Nose. After some more consideration, Todd had an idea. "I'll use the help of a special four-legged friend," he said. Todd walked next door to his neighbor, Mrs. Rose. She owned a pet bloodhound named Nosy. She called him that because bloodhounds have an excellent sense of smell. "Good afternoon, Mrs. Rose," Todd said. "May I please borrow Nosy for a little while?" "Of course you may," Mrs. Rose said with a big smile. "Todd, are you working on one of your detective assignments?" Todd smiled and nodded his head. Mrs. Rose went to her backyard and returned with Nosy. The dog licked Todd's hand. The two always got along. Todd thanked Mrs. Rose. Then he led Nosy home. His mother was standing by the front door. "Mom," Todd called, "please get your bottle of perfume again." Todd's mother brought out the bottle. Todd put it under Nosy's nose. The dog sniffed several times. "Good boy," Todd said, petting the bloodhound. Todd then turned to his mother. "Mom," he said, "Nosy now knows what your scarf smells like. If he's attracted to a white scarf in the park, then that evidence will prove it's yours."